Okay, boys, today's daf is daf lamed dalet. We're holding at Ikke de Masni, which is 2, 4, 6, 7th line from the top of the omelet on daf lamed dalet. Let's just try to remember what our sugi is all about. If you go back to lamed gimel omed aleph, you'll recall that the Mishnah told us at the bottom of the omelet, you had a mudr hanome chaveroi. Person, unfortunately, it was an iser hano, one from the other. But the focus of today's Gemara is going to be on the machzer loy es avedosai. He's allowed to go and return his aveda. Now you recall that we spoke about in the Gemara yesterday, it's talking about that the madir is the one that is returning the aveda. The mudar, which means the one that's not allowed to have anoah, is the owner of the aveda. So how is it that the machzir is allowed to return the aveda to the mudar? Isn't he violating the neder that the mudar is not allowed to have hano'ah from the machzir? And the Gemara said, that's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because meidum de nafshei hu dehadalei. He's just giving him back his own chayfetz, his own item. Doesn't belong to the machzir, it belongs to the baal aveda. I'm just giving it back to him. And the Gemara said, that's not considered giving hano'ah. So it's not an issue, not a problem.
How's that not giving anoah? That's shemelsa now. A person loses something and somebody returns it to him. It's who doesn't feel great when they get something returned?
You know, he feels great. He feels like on the top of the heavens, and he feels as if he's traveling first class instead of economy. That's true. But the question is, did he get a financial benefit as opposed to that good feeling of, oh, I'm so happy? The Gemara says, if the Madr would have been giving to the Mudar something that, a present for instance, that would be brand new, that he's not allowed to give because the Mudar is not allowed to have anoah from the Madr. However, he's just getting back his old chayfetz that he had until now. So, shkoyev, thank you. But that's not considered to be a mumminous type of benefit, a financial benefit, and therefore that would be excluded. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And therefore, he's allowed to give it back. It's not a problem.
Did you get the facts correct? The finder says, I don't want any hanah from the recipient, from the guy who lost the item.
The other way around.
Right.
The recipient does not have any hanah from the master,
okay.
From the one that was returned.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you.
You're very welcome. So normally I would say, if the recipient's not having hanah from the master, so how is he getting back his aveda? After all, he's having hanah. That's what Brother Daniel is asking. Says the Gemara, says that mission, that's not considered to be getting hanoah because he's just getting back his own lost object. That was the pshat in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, what about the other direction? What about, in fact, if the finder is getting hanoah, let's assume that he is prohibited from getting hanoah from the Baal Aveda, would he be able to go and return the Aveda? Why not? What hanoah is he getting? If anything, it's just a muchanish that he has to go and try to find him and give him back the aveda. See, Gemara said there's a machloikis on that point, because since the machzer aveda, at certain times when he's busy with the aveda, for instance, if it was an animal that he has to go and give to feed or to clean or whatever, to give to drink, to give to food, or we talked about manuscripts, or how to say for Torah, where you have to roll it every few days so that it airs out, and things of that nature. So, the person is busy, at that time, somebody's knocking on the door, who is it? Yaakov of Yerushalayim was coming to collect funds for tzedakah, for a wonderful yeshiva. He's potter, because a person who's oisig mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah. So the Gemara had a machloikis yesterday, whether or not we're concerned about what's called the prutter of Yosef. What's a prutter of Yosef? It's not our sugi here, but elsewhere there's a machloek between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef whether or not a machzer aveda is considered to be a shemer chinam or a shemer sachar. Who is a shemer chinam? He's not getting paid anything. The reason why he's a shemer sachar, according to Rabbi Yosef, is because he's getting a benefit. The benefit is that he doesn't have to go and answer the door when somebody's soliciting funds if he's busy at the time with the aveda.
It occurred to me, we learned this yesterday, it occurred to me afterward, isn't the hana that the finder getting, it's not from the owner, it's from the aveda. So is he a question of getting, he's not getting benefit from the In fact, he's getting benefit.
I hear you. I understand. If you go back to the Gemara doesn't focus on the machzir and the Baal HaVeda, but always talks about the nichse. If you go back, machzir lish, we don't say pli berabam berabasi. This is back on the Gemara days. Chadam alishana lebe nichse machzir asrum Baal HaVeda. Tchmahadali made it menafshe. Avon nichse Baal HaVeda asrum al machzir. So you're saying.
Thank you.
So you see that's the nechosim, which is the concern, not just the individuals. Anyway. So, bottom line is, according to yesterday's nusach, we're going to see a second Ikat Yamri now, in a moment. But according to yesterday's nusach that we learned, Kuli Al-Moida, the Mishnah is talking about a situation where the finder, who's returning the Aveda to the recipient, it's talking about the recipient, he was the mutter, he's not allowed to have Hano'ah from the finder, but getting back his own item and not considered getting Hano'ah. And then we had a shayla and machloikis, whether it works the way, other way around too, whether the finder is not allowed to have hanoah from the Baal HaVeda. And as to that, there's a machloikis whether or not the prut of Yosef is meaningful or not for our purposes. Now the Gemara has an ikka demasni. David, we're on Lamed Daled Omer Aleph, 8 lines from the top, where the Gemara says, ikka demasni lo b'hai lishna. Others said that the machloik between Abami and Rav Asi is the other way around. What means the other way around? Not that Kuli Al-Moida, that Amish is talking about a case where the Baal Aveda is the one that is Mudr, he's not allowed to have Hanoah from the Machzir, but to the contrary, that Amish is talking about that the Machzir is not allowed to have Hanoah from the Baal Aveda. As the Gemara explains, Ikar Masi lo b'hai lishna, pligi bar Rab Ami Rabasi, chad omu lishonu ala b'shen nechse Baal Aveda asurin al Machzir. You know why you're allowed to go and return the Aveda to the recipient? It's talking about that the Nechsi Baal Aveda Asur Al Machzir. In other words, the Machzir is the Mudr Hanoah. He's not allowed to have Hanoah from the Baal Aveda, the one that owns the Aveda. So what Hanoah is he getting from him? I don't see. Anything, the Machzir is giving Hanoah because he's giving him back the Aveda.
It's getting a reward.
What's the reward?
For returning the lost item.
We're not talking about the reward and the tip. We're going to talk about that shortly. At the moment, we haven't mentioned that at all. So the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So now, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course, the Machzir can return the Aveda. What Hanoah is he getting? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Mishnah Prutah Rav Yosef Lishchiach. I might have thought that the Machzir is not allowed to return the Aveda to the Baal Aveda, to the recipient, because he's getting Hanoah. What's the Hanoah? That he can get off the hook every time somebody's knocking on the door. Yankov in Yerushalayim, collecting on behalf of a yeshiva, on behalf of a koil, etc. So each time this happens, he doesn't have to give $1, $5, $100, whatever he normally gives. So after a while, this can accumulate to a fairly substantial amount. So I would have thought, therefore, if the Machzir Aveda is Mudr Hanoah, he's not allowed to receive Hanoah for the Baal Aveda, then he wouldn't be able to return the Aveda to him. Because look at all the Hanoah that he's getting. That's not a problem. Our Mishnah says, not a problem. I, Pshut Rav Yosef, Prut Rav Yosef Lishchiach. How often does that happen? Even if it were to happen, the person's going to come back 10 minutes later. Oh, what happens? But I have a flight to Australia. Okay, how often is it that he has a flight to Australia? Just come back. You're busy with the Aveda? No problem. I'll be back. I still have 3 more people on my list. I'll be back in a few minutes. So therefore, Prut Rav Yosef Lishchiach. So that's the easy case of our Mishnah. Avol nichse machzir asurim al Baal Aveda. When you're talking about the Baal Aveda is the recipient who's the mudder hanoah from the machzir, loy mahadrle. No. That in fact, in such a case, you're not allowed to go and give the Aveda back. Why not? Of course, what Daniel said before, you should call Mahamile. If the Mudr is not the Machzir, if the Mudr is the Baal Aveda, Mudr meaning he's the one that is prohibited from receiving Hanoah, how can the Machzir Aveda give him back the Aveda? He's getting so much Hanoah. He's jumping up and down. I got back my gold watch. I got back whatever he had been missing. And so, of course, he has tremendous Hanoah. Our Mishnah is not talking about that case, because that case, loy mahadale, he would not be able to return the Aveda to him. Obviously, not like we learned yesterday. The Chadam of the Yama says, no. Afilin nichse machzir asurim al baal aveda. even if the Mudr Hano is the Baal Aveda. And therefore he's receiving this great Hano from the Machzir who's giving him back his gold watch. Still Mudr. Like Morris said before, the Mahadalei, Mida the Nafshika Mahadalei. What is he getting back? He's getting back his own object. This watch belonged to me. I worked for it. I bought it. I've owned it for the last 20 years. I lost it. You found it. Shkoyach. I thank you very, very much. But the Masa was mine. So then Gemara, according to this Mandiyama feels that this is not a receipt of financial benefit. He has a tremendous sensation in his heart and he's smiling from ear to ear. But in terms of momentous, he hasn't received anything from him because it's my own.
Come on. If he's smiling from ear to ear, that could be considered hana.
Not according to this Mandiyam. According to the first Mandiyam, yes. That's why there's a machlokes. That's why there are two points of view. The first point of view is like you, that you're now smiling from ear to ear, holds exactly like you. Shem de kamahani, right? He's giving him hana. I got back my gold watch. I was devastated. I was depressed. I was distressed. Now I'm so happy. You're right. That's the first Mandiyam that says that he would not be able to get back the Aveda from him because he's giving him hana. The other man there says it's not financial benefit, it's an emotional thing. Emotional doesn't count. Okay. So Kuli Al Moida that we're talking about in our Mishnah, where the Machzir is the Mudr Hanoah, he's the one that's not allowed to receive Hanoah, but he's not getting any Hanoah. Why? I'm at the Prutur of Yosef, Lo Yishchiach. So let's try to show which of the two Rab Ami or Rab Asi is right in understanding our Mishnah. Tanah. And now we're going to talk about what you mentioned before about the tip. It's really not a tip, it's really that we're paying him for these man bittel, that he normally would have gone to his job and he would have gotten $10 or $15 an hour, and now as a result of spending an hour returning the Aveda, he's lost that $10 or $15. Are you allowed to return? It's at halacha, there's no problem. You're allowed to go and pay the fellow for returning the Aveda, because after all it's man bittel. No problem.
But this not as a reward, but only to cover for his man bittel.
That is correct.
Exactly. It's like expenses
exactly.
Out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So says our Gemara, this, however, was not a universal custom. In many, many places they said, no, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Other places it was a mokim tanan. We're now quoting from the Mishnah, mokim shenoit ha'leh schar. In those places where people did pay the machzer aveda for his services, not so much for the service of returning, but for the bittul malacha that he wasn't able to go to his office that morning and do computer work or whatever he does in his office. If he may be a tailor, he may be a cleaner, he may be a whatever, a manufacturer, he wasn't able to do that work during that hour, you can go and pay him for that. Okay, so machzer shenoit ha'schar, tipul hana'ah l'hekdesh. In this case, don't give the hanor. In other words, don't pay the machzer aveda. Rather, take the money and give it to Hekdesh. Now, the question is, why? Why can't you? What's the issue? It's bishlam leman diyomer afilu bishen nichsin machzer asurim al bal aveda mahader. According to the second man diyomer, that says that our mission is talking about both cases. It's talking about both when the mudr is the one that's returning the aveda, as well as the Baal Aveda, he is the Mudr. In other words, both of them could be the Mudr in our Mishnah. The Mudr meaning the one that's not allowed to receive Hanoah from the... Exactly. Okay, so let's hope that this is the right one. All right, Rabbi Isai, unfortunately the batteries died in the middle, so we're continuing on. I'm not sure where we stopped, so why don't we just do a quick Omarova from the top of the Omar. Sorry, once again?
We were at the end of the rod.
Exactly, that I know, but I'm saying I don't know where the tape. The tape, unfortunately, doesn't speak, so I'm not sure. Our tape stopped in the middle. When I say the tape, the recorder. So just quickly review. Omer Rava, hoyz lefan of kikar shel hefker. Person had a kikar shel hefker. Where was that? According to the Ran, it was within his dalet amos. The Omer, he looked at it, he didn't even pick it up. He said, kikar zu hegdish, should be hegdish. It becomes hegdish, but it doesn't become his. It becomes hegdish, it was never his at any time. So therefore, if he went and picked it up, nothing happened. However, not li'oicha, when he comes and eats it, mo'alafikula. So, now we understand why the Ran is focusing on this. Since it says, not li'oicha, it doesn't say, ochla, he ate it, then mo'alafikula. Not li'oicha, he picked it up, then he's already mo'il, for purpose, if he's picking it up for purpose of eating, then he's moy lefikula. What's the pshat over here? According to the way Ran is learning, if this were his own kikar from the very outset, and he was makdish it, and now he takes it off the shelf after he was makdish it for purposes of eating, he wouldn't have been moyel at all.
He's still the gizbar.
He's just the gizbar.
He's wearing the gizbar hat.
He's wearing the gizbar hat. He's just the treasurer for this hegdish, because he didn't hand it to the gizbar yet. So he's now the temporary gizbar until the real gizbar comes to collect it, or until he delivers it to the real gizbar. In the meantime, he is the temporary gizbar, just like when a gabbai doesn't show up in shul, and somebody has to act like the temporary gabbai in his stead, like we had this morning. So here, too, we have the case of that the person who had this kikar shel hefker, if this would have been kikar sheloi, and he was makdish it, and he took it off the shelf, not li'oichla, he's not mo'al, until he actually goes and eats it. Masha enkein, in the case of our Gemara, since he never took it into his own rishos, he looked at it and he said, you kikar, you should be hegdish, I would have thought you got to pick it up. No, because of this din of Dalet Amos koines loy, it's normally it would have been his, but he had a hepach kavani. He said, I don't want to take it for myself. I want to go make hegdish. It becomes hegdish even without picking it up. And since it never belonged to him, as soon as not lili oichle, if he now takes it from the status of hegdish and says, I intend eating, I'm going to wash my hands and make a bracha netilas yidoy, I'm going to go and eat. From that moment on, he's already moyel. Why is he moyel? Because of the notla, because he took it from hegdish, and he was moitzi from the shus hegdish to rishus chul. So that's the chiddush of the Ran. Boi minei Rav Chiya bar Avin mei Rava. So Rav Chiya bar Avin asks the following shayla of Rava. This is not exactly on all fours, but it is similar. Kikri olecha unesamalei matana. Reuven says to Shimon, you see this kikar, I asr it on you. You're not allowed to eat from my kikar. And then he gave it to him matana. Not a minute later, a day later, a week later, whatever. Mahu, what's the halacha now? Kikri omaloi ki isim rishusei hudi asr. Oidum olech omaloi ilavei shevisei hegdish. What's going on over here?
Very good.
The Gemara says that when he gave Rava, not he gave Rava, Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rava, Reuven says to Shimon, you see this kikar, it's asr upon you. But notice he didn't say kikar, he said kikri alecha, my kikar is asr on you. And then subsequently gave it to matana. So mahu, kikri omaloi, it's only asr as long as it's my kikar. Kisib rishu sehu di asr. My kikar remains asr forever and ever. But once I hand it over to you, it's no longer kikri. Now it's kikracha, now it's your kikar. So maybe you'll have anoa. Oidilmo, or maybe the ikar is not the kikri, the ikar is alecha amale. Alecha means that I'm putting on an isser
gavra. An isser on the gavra, it's on you.
Fine. An isser chefza of the kikar on the gavra on you. Amale, ilavei shabisei hegdish. I've made it as if it's hegdish, not really hegdish, but he means to say it's that he's using that as a term, that it's ossered upon you. So it makes no difference whether it's kikri, kikracha, kikar of a third party, makes no difference.
How can matana transaction transpire if this person cannot accept? I mean, if there's no hana permitted, how can the person ever acquire it? He's acquiring something that, as it were, has no shear. You know, it's like a irni dachas lulav. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a shear. If something is prohibited to me, mm-hmm. how can I ever get into my rishus to possess it? I can't make a kinyan on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's like the lulav and yerei dachas. You know what I mean? It's physically there, but legally it doesn't exist. Legally, it can't be mine if it's usher to me while it's in his possession.
How come? How did it become usher to him?
Through the person saying this is mine.
Reuven's statement.
Right.
But Reuven's statement was coined in such a fashion where he said that my kikar is usher upon you. So maybe as long as it's my kikar is usher upon you. But once he gives it to a matana, then it's no longer mine, now it's yours.
I can see if he laundered it through a third party, mm-hmm. he gave it to Levi, and then Levi gives it to
the Ran, in fact, says that if he gave it to a third party, there's no shayla whatsoever.
Right, because it's laundered, it was no longer his, now the isser of mine goes away.
Exactly.
But how did he, there's no third party here to launder it.
That's true. What you're asking really is leading up to the following question. which Gemara says now, Omalei, Pshita, I don't understand your question. The Avagav, the Yovle, the Matana, Osir. Of course, even if he gave it to Matana, is Osir. Elekrikri Alech Alafukimai. So what did he mean initially when he said that I'm asking it upon you? Explains the Ram. As long as something belongs to me, it's mine and it's Osir to you because of the normal rules of possession and people owning property. Are you allowed to go and take property from me without my possession? Of course not. So I don't have to go and say, this kikar is osir upon you. It's osir upon you because it's mine, even without the statement. So doesn't the statement kikri alecha sound like, not only because it's mine, it's osir, but because I want to osir permanently that I can't give it to you as a matana.
Exactly.
That's the whole purpose of kikri alecha. Otherwise, what do you have to say anything for? He could have gone to bed and left the kikar there on the table, and the other guy's not allowed to take it because of the fact it's not his.
Right.
And therefore, I don't have to go and impress upon it a special Isra. So l'choyer, the reason for the avli, the whole reason why he called it kikri, is for the purpose of saying, it's mine and it's not yours, and you're not allowed to take it, and I'm not going to give it to your matana, and you have no right to take the matana. So pshita, the avagav, the avli, the matana, is awesome. El kikri alech lafukimai. What is it coming to exclude? So now the Gemara asks rhetorically, "Lafuke di gonva minei mignev." That's the Ran says it's you're supposed to read this with a Russian bitmia. Are you saying that what he's telling him is, and I'm telling you that it's osir, so don't even think about stealing it from me. I mean, is that why he's saying that it's osir? Because he wants to make sure the other guy's not going to go and steal it, even without telling this kikri alecha, he's still not allowed to go and steal it. You're not allowed to steal anything, even without my saying. Beryl, listen very carefully. This is mine, and I'm asking it upon you, and don't even think about stealing it. He's not going to steal it anyway. So isn't the whole purpose of saying kikri alecha meaning that it's permanently not yours, and I cannot give it to you b'matana? So what's the whole shayla? Omli, I'll explain to you what the shayla is. Loi lafuki di azmanei Allah. Ooh, the nafkimina would be a case where he went and invited him to his meal, to his house. What does he want to mean? Perhaps, says Rav Chiya bar Avin to Rava, you know when it's osir? When it's still kikri. And therefore, if I go and take this kikar and I put it on the table, and now I invite the mudir hanor, the person to whom I said, kikri lecha, come on in and join me tonight for a meal. We're still in the tail end of Thanksgiving. I'm going to make a final Thanksgiving dinner tonight. I want you to go and join me in that meal. Ah, that's when kikri alecha comes into play. I can go, the invitee is can eat the fish, and he can take the soup, and he can have the meat, and all the vegetables, and the salad, but he's not going to eat the kikar, because kikri alecha. That's what the kikri alecha means. You're not allowed to have this kikar. However, perhaps, says Rav Chiya bar Avin, that's as long as it belongs to me. But if I hand it over to you, b'matana, maybe that's permissible, because maybe the scope of my isser, or not my isser, that I said, kikri alecha, maybe the scope of that was only through the period of time that it's still kikri. But once I take off my rights to it by giving it to you, maybe I'm saying from this point on, now it's yours. So you're saying, so what was the purpose in saying kikri alecha in the first place? Only as long as it's mine, if you come into my house and you want to eat at my meal and eat at my suda, you can eat everything else, but you can't eat the kikri, because it's my kikar. But once I hand it to you, b'matana, then it belongs to you totally, and you can go and eat it as you wish and do whatever you want, because it belongs to you.
So this sounds like at the Seder, people pay to the Baal, if they're invited for a Seder, they pay so they have a chelik in the ownership of the...
Why do they want to have a chelik in the ownership?
You explained this before, when Pesachim.
Yes.
With matzah, to be yours. I believe it's the matzah that has to be yours.
Yeah, the Gemara says that even though there's no matzah schem, but it does say legabe the arba minim, lekachtem lechem. And we learn tezvov, just like the set of arba minim has to be yours. The kach melchem b'yer marisha and priyetzor the kapis tomorrow. So therefore, we learned chamishusa to Pesach that also has to be yours. So what happens if you go and invite somebody to your house to go and eat the seder? So now he's eating. He's not eating his matzah; he's eating my matzah. So you're correct. There are certain people that are machmir, either that they pay or that they insist that the balabas go and say, "I'm hereby handing this to you as a present that it's yours." question is, if they're making such a statement, can they do that on Yom Tov? Can you go and be Makna? Can you make a Kinyan on Yom Tov? So that becomes already a thorny legal issue. And most people are not Makna, because the assumption is that when I'm inviting somebody to my home, I'm not insisting, I want you to know everything that you're eating from me. Oh, I'm giving as a present, I'm very generous. Whatever you eat is yours. Yes, you can eat as much, especially you can eat as much murr as you want. That's certainly no problem, as much murr as you want. And you can eat as many matzahs as you want, it's all yours. So then you don't have a problem. But our Gemara is talking about a case where if he's mazmin him, and he doesn't give it to him as a present, but rather says, you're my invitee. So that's the shayla of, the Gemara hasn't been poshed the shayla. All the Gemara is saying is that that is the contours, that's the background of the shayla. That perhaps kikri alecha, you're not allowed to give it to matana, because that's what he meant by kikri alecha. It's osur to you forever and ever. Or maybe no, it's only osur during that period of time that it's still kikri. But once it's no longer kikri because I gave it to you as matana, maybe the isur goes away. And the Gemara leaves it so far today as an iboyedli ifshita, miyachu to be continued tomorrow with further kashas and tzurtzim. Have a wonderful day. Baruch Hu Batzlocha Zagi Mitzvah.